from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. You know, this question is about, you know, addiction to watching preseason football. And I get the Bay Bridge series, and we'll get to that. It wasn't even sold out yesterday. I saw a lot of empty seats. I mean, people are checked out, and you think about both baseball teams and the brand of baseball that they play. It's not appeasing to the eyes, folks. It's not. It's not. We'll get to the battle of the Bay in a second. Giants do salvage a game yesterday. Ryan Walker, great in relief, pitched 2 innings. I don't know why the A's didn't go to Mason Miller for 2 innings. Blake Snell pitched well again. I thought he pulled a very veteran move there with the pitch comm saying he didn't hear anything. Down 3-0 in the count. Down 3-0 to count.
And then he threw a ball that was called a strike right after that, too.
Yeah, that was sketch. But Conte got kicked out between
innings. I'm not mad at Conte.
I'm not mad at him either. By the way, shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. They're going to call it to the roast. You better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. 888-957-9570. Who you buying stock in? And by the way, hold on. I got to say good morning to my graveyard shift workers, my truck drivers, and my overnight dancers, who worked overtime Saturday night, I hear, at the Gold Club. Woo, they was making some money. They was making some money for some friends.
No, don't talk about that.
Oh, they was making some money for some friends I know. Ho, 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 ho. Were they serving the chicken? You can just tell me in my ear. Were they serving chicken?
Stop. Mashed potatoes?
All right, I'm done, Shasky. Go ahead.
All right, here's who I'm selling. And I said pick one. I'm going to pick a couple of people.
You can only pick one. No. You can't do that.
It's this combination of guys. Ronnie Bell, Trent Taylor, Danny Gray.
Wait, hold on.
Those three can go.
I got to ask you, though. Did anybody actually buy stock into Trent Taylor and Danny Gray?
If I hear another beat reporter talk about how cleanly he fields kicks with no one in his face at practice, my head's going to explode.
Honestly. I want to know, did anybody have
George
stock?
Kittle was being interviewed on the sideline. Who was the new person?
Christina Pink?
Yeah, well,
Christina Pink?
Yeah. So
yeah,
Fox
she's
Sports.
Been doing it for a while. Yeah,
I know,
Sports.
But I don't think I've seen her. I guess this wasn't the A crew. So anyway,
she's usually with Joe Davis.
That's what
she was on
yes.
the A crew, and then Tom Rinaldi came over to Fox, and they bumped her right before the NFC Championship.
I don't even like Tom Rinaldi. Tom Rinaldi is what it insufferable. Is.
He's more like I think of Tom Rinaldi when we do like tennis
deep
or golf, when we do the deep dives on players and stuff. He's really good on that sort of stuff. Continue.
No, so they're interviewing George Kittle, and he's like, yeah, you know, Trent's one of my best friends in the league. You know, we came in together and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, all right, like, I get you got to have friends and stuff, but, like, come on, George. Like, we're paying you a lot of money here, dude. Like, you could find another friend on the team. Trent Taylor does nothing for this team.
You know.
I'm out on Ronnie Bell. I mean, Ronnie Bell, I call him, basically, he's got the Vernon Davis-itis, where he catches off his shoulder pads, meaning he doesn't catch it. And then Danny Gray, same thing. Same thing. Danny Gray's lousy. Straight up lousy.
So number one, if anybody had stock in Danny Gray and Trent Taylor, I mean, says a lot about yourself. No, I don't think anybody's.
When does that crack come into play?
I don't want to rip. Look, I'm not here to rip these guys. I mean, Trent Taylor, it felt like he almost died on Thursday Night Football against the LA Rams in that wild 41-39 game in 2019. Remember, he ran that route and he was hurt and his body wasn't even moving. And I thought, boy, what the hell? He can't play football. He's too frail. And so he's not quick enough for his size. Doesn't have good quicks. Can't get off the line of scrimmage on a jam.
Dobbs threw him a touchdown pass in the end zone.
He dropped it. It hit him in the head.
Perfect
placement.
Yes.
It was like, that was in traffic. But if you want to make a roster, you have to make that catch.
Thank you.
You have to make that catch.
So here's who I'm buying. And this is a random one. Everyone's going to take Cowan or whatever. The backup tight end, Saubert, is a player on this team. He can run block. He can make a couple plays downfield. Saubert is a guy, and you're going to be like, who? He's been on a million Saubert. Different teams. Number 82. I think he's a keeper. I like Saubert as a backup tight end.
Yeah. You know I'm selling stock in?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's going to make this team. And I want to rebuy the stock at some point because I do think there's a player in there. I haven't been too impressed with my boy Willis.
Braden
Willis.
What is he?
I don't know. Is he an H-back? Is he a tight end? I want to buy stock into him. And then I see Purdy when he was scrambling, Willis is downfield, and Purdy was trying to get him to come back. Like, come back to the ball. Come back to the ball. I need you to come back. And he just kind of stood around. I'm selling my stock in Willis. Last year, I was like, wow, look at this guy wearing number 9. He's got the body. Like, look at this dude. Played a couple snaps in the Super Bowl. I'm selling my stock on him. Latu, whoever had stock in the Latu, Cameron Latu, he dropped a pass yesterday. I mean, good Lord. But Braden Willis, I'm selling my stock into him right now.
I think Matt Breida's making this team. That's pretty obvious to me. And then I look at the linebacker position, which I think is outside of DB, just DB in general, safety and corner. I think linebacker is also a very loaded, difficult decision to make when it comes to the roster. I know they signed DeAndre Campbell. I don't think he should be on this team.
Oh, DeAndre Campbell?
I'm cool off him. I'll go with the young guys. I want to see. I'm still iffy on Jalen Graham, although he made a couple of really nice plays. He had a really nice blitz where he exploded a running back yesterday.
Cutter Robinson was better.
I like Bethune because I think he could play special teams. Yeah. And I look at D Winters, and I think he's going to get the starting spot. And then you're going to bring back Trey Greenlaw at some point. I think Campbell can go for me.
Yeah, DeAndre Campbell, just in that one practice we saw him in, just covering, he just seems a bit stiff and he seems a bit slow.
Upright, too.
He just seems a bit stiff and a bit slow. plays high, as you mentioned, upright, plays high. Got to get below on the pads. I'm not a big fan. And he talked that talk to on Twitter, and now Green Bay fans are like, really, dude? Who the hell are you talking about? You're the reason why we lost the divisional round game to the San Francisco 49ers. D. Winters, I think, is a player. You know what? Would you be surprised if Campbell got cut? I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Especially because he's a veteran, you could say, make some sort of an argument like, hey, we're going to, you know, you're not in our plans, but right. We want to cut you now so that you can maybe find a spot somewhere else. Yep.
So we know Matt Breida. We know Christian McCaffrey. Jordan Mason is going to be on their roster.
See, I think Mitchell's the guy that could get traded.
I was just going to say another stock down, Eli Mitchell. And Eli Mitchell's He's a good back. Not a great back, but a good back. But durability. And you pointed this out. You pointed it out very early. He had a great week one in Detroit, his rookie year. And then week two happened in Philadelphia. Remember, it was the body back game. And I was like, just got to win that game by no means. He got beat up in that football game. You said on that postgame show, I don't know if he's going to be able to hold up physically. Well, ever since then, it seems like he's limped his way through years. He's been hurt. Chicago, week one, Trey Lance starts the year as a quarterback in 2022 in Chicago, Soldier Field. He gets hurt in that football game. Gets hurt, and we don't see him for a long, long time. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, we kind of need a running back here. Played five games in 2022. Last year, he played 11, averaged 3.7 yards a carry. So I'm going stock down on Elijah Mitchell. Big time stock down. I am selling all the stock. Sell. And I'm not buying a bump. And when we talk bump, we talk stock market. You know, when you buy the dip, and then, you know, maybe I should have said that instead of the bump, because I know where your heads go. Crack, crack, crack. Speaking of crack, crack, crack.
Crack, crack, crack.
Let's go down to Palo Alto. Your favorite caller, Shasky.
Your favorite caller. Is this David Shaw?
Your favorite caller who will never win Roaster of the Year. It's BPA. Oh, BPA, what's happening? Good morning.
Hey, that's not nice, man.
It's not nice. It's very it's very mean-spirited.
Yeah.
So are you running the Shanahan burners?
Am I what?
Are you running the Shanahan burner accounts on Twitter?
No. I call like it is. But, yeah, it's definitely – look, I Ayuk won, and, you know, every day they don't sign him out of, you know, pride and embarrassment. They look worse, and Ayuk's stock goes higher. They lost. They lost the hand. It's over. And it's like watching a sad gambler in Vegas, right? Like, just burn their, you know, like – burn through their savings, and now they're, you know, burning through their kids. You lost the hand. And, you know, Parag, you know, probably time to reevaluate Parag's role in the organization because that's costing them big time, his negotiating strategy. They lost the hand. It's over. Like, are you really going to tank your season because you're embarrassed you lost your hand? It just seems, you know, very self-destructive behavior for the 49ers right now.
What's an area of concern for you other than Brandon Ayuk in the wide receiver room? What other areas concern you? Is it DN depth? Is it linebackers? Is it offensive line? What else is concerning for you, BPA, heading into the last preseason game against the Raiders?
Yeah, offensive line, obviously. You don't have your only good offensive lineman is not in camp. I think the interior of the defensive line, which was a problem last year, like, it's just an unknown. I have no idea if these, you know, the guys who came in to replace them, I don't think they've even played yet. So that's an unknown, you know. Like, I would tend to think maybe they didn't, you know, fix it. But, yeah, that, I mean, not having Ayuk, it's just, you know, they're not going to a Super Bowl without him. So I guess that's the choice they're going to make, you know. That seems like, yeah. And I think it could really, really backfire, actually. Like, you know, just in, you know,
I don't
morale
know.
And all the rest. Yeah.
There's like 20 you knows in that one. You know?
Well, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know. I eat one. You know.
I have a big mouth sometimes.
You know. You know, Parag Marate just need to reevaluate his situation within the organization.
Well, they do need to I wouldn't say reevaluate Parag's role, but I would say that maybe their go-to-business strategy, their one-size-fits-all strategy for how to get these deals done, maybe that needs to evolve a little. That's all.
You know, I'm kind of with you there. You know,
yeah,
the way
I mean?
They go about their business, you know, and the way they stretch this out, and, you know, said they came into camp knowing that Trent Williams, you know, may miss training camp and, you know, we still don't have a deal done. And, you know, Trent's in East Texas and we're watching Jalen Moore and, you know, it could be a problem if he starts week one against the New York Jets because, you know, Quinn Williams is on the other side and Jermaine Johnson's on the other side.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.